happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you. Will Fork is at the podium. Were you expecting this big of a blowout?
I mean, I expected a win. But, you know, guys did a great job. You know, all week, short week, turning them around very, very quick after the Sunday game with the Colts and coming in here to New York. On the road, division game for us, on Thanksgiving. Just a lot of things that can work against us. But the guys stayed focused, you know, through practice and all the way up to game time. You know, guys was in their books, just making sure every little thing, every detail, make sure we had it down packed. And it showed tonight. Guys made a lot of plays for us, and we played together as a team, you know. And that's the most beautiful thing about this thing.
Are you realizing the impact that you're making on the turnovers that are created in this game? The impact that you yourself?
No. You know what? I care less about individually. My main goal is to win. I prepare my tail off just like my teammates, just like I expect everybody else. Prepare well. And my main goal is winning. If we win, I'm fine. I can have one tackle in the season, but if we winning and I'm contributing, I'm fine with that. And it's just to see guys make plays after plays, and I'm talking about fumble recoveries, forcing the balls out, turnover picks, I mean the kicking game, oh my gosh, and then offense not turning the ball over. I'm telling you, man, this team is a tough, tough football team, mentally and physically. We're a tough football team, and we preach from day one. That's what, you know, those are the things we wanted to be: mentally tough, physically tough, play smart football. And I think the mental edge, we've had some tough games this year. You know, we failed, you know, lost three, but we also played in some tougher games and won them. So, you know what? This team is steady growing. And everybody can just see, you know, when we play together and play well, good things are happening. And it gets fun. It starts being fun when you up 28 points in the first quarter. I mean, all you can say is wow, you know. But we have a motto: play 60 minutes, you know, and we wanted to do that. No matter what the score said at halftime or first or third quarter, we wanted to be able to finish the game. We wanted to go out and play 60 minutes, and I think we put it together tonight.
On the play that Gregory scored the touchdown, can you describe what you were doing with Brandon Moore?
I was just, you know, fighting pressure with pressure, seeing the ball went that way. And I'm just taught, you know, to fight pressure with pressure. So I just started fighting back and knocked him into Sanchez. And, you know, it created a fumble. And, you know, Gregory, a hell of a game he had. And you know what? This guy, you know, last week before we played the Colts that week, he had three interceptions in practice. So I said, I'm like, man, this man going to get – he's going to get three interceptions in the game. He's going to get three turnovers in the game. But it didn't happen in Indianapolis. So, but he came out today and made some big plays for us. But like I said, you know, everybody worked their tail off. We just worked our tails off. I mean, with a short week, short window, everybody just putting to the side, you know, Thanksgiving on hold, and come out here and accomplish this – and move us to 8-3, man. That's special. It's a special Thanksgiving for all of us, and we can enjoy it now and with a win and with your families. And that's exactly what, you know, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So I'm very proud. I'm very proud of this team.
It's the drive before that, 3rd-and-2 and then the 4th-and-1 with the kind of fumbling. You took on double teams there and allowed Mayo to get in behind you. I mean, what's going through your mind with those type of plays when you got two guys on?
You know what? It's just, you know, man on man. You know, and I think if I can occupy two, I know one of my backers free. And I have some great backers. I put them up against any backers in the league at what we do. And I know I expect for them to make plays. And, you know, 3rd-and-short, you know, coming up with a stop and then going 4th-down on the goal line, coming out with a stop. Anytime you can make a stop in situations like that, that's huge, especially on the goal line. I mean, 4th-and-goal on a 1-inch yard line and to walk away with a stop. That was big. That was big. And we you saw how excited we got. So situational football, you have to be able to perform under pressure. And you know, I'm not saying that the game was pressure, but just being in that situation, that's pressure. Fourth down, they elected to go for it instead of kicking, you know, getting points. So it was us versus them. At that point, everything is off. You know, it's like a bar fight. Everything is off. The gloves are off, and they're going to try to get this inch. We're going to try to stop them from getting the inch, and we came up with a big, big stop, and that's special. That is always special. All right.